All right, guys, we are so happy to welcome to Below the Belt Show, one of the stars of an incredible sci-fi show that you should be watching on Netflix, Altered Carbon. She plays Vidara. She's an accomplished actress who's had an amazing career. She's on the line right now, guys. We welcome on the line right now, Katie Stewart.
Hey, Katie.
Welcome.
Hi there. There's your Altered Carbon theme.
Feels pretty good to have your own theme song to come on.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
You got to have it as a ringtone.
I don't have a theme song, so.
Yes. Katie, first of all, you have four Altered Carbon fans in studio.
Oh, good.
We love the show. Your character is pretty badass. And we got to say, your thoughts on just being on that set for such, which looks like an incredible production as far as maybe equivalent of that of a Game of Thrones or any of those high budget sci-fi movies. But what was your basic feeling about being on that set?
It was incredible. It was a really cool experience. And you're absolutely right. Like the first day that I stepped onto set, I just was looking around at the sets and I was like, what is this? I couldn't believe the like size and the scale of it, you know?
That is so cool. So obviously you're no stranger to sci-fi. It seems like maybe some interesting casting choices maybe to bring you aboard because of, you know, your experiences on Supernatural and Stargate and X-Men?
Yeah. I mean, I think that part of it has to do with me being a Vancouver local, born and raised.
So, nice.
I've been, like, living here and working here for pretty much my whole life, and we do a lot of sci-fi here in Vancouver, so.
It's the home of CW, too.
Yeah.
All the superhero films are filmed in Vancouver, it seems.
I have to intervene in that comment because looking at the show and looking at different things you've been on, you are talented, ma'am. So it's not a thing of you just being there. You have definitely earned the right of any spot that you've been on because not only are you pretty, but you are an awesome and talented actress.
Aw.
Aw, shucks. That's so nice to say that.
That's Lyon Beckwith saying that for the record. That's Lyon Beckwith.
We got you. Oh, that's fantastic. So I guess we won't talk spoilers about your character, but just a little bit of background on Vidara. You're one of the envoys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and Virginia Vidara is an envoy, which is like, you know, I mean, they're kind of the mavericks of the universe. They're very tough and loyal, and they believe in like a natural balance and order to the universe. So they're kind of like the Jedis of the Altered Carbon world.
That's exactly the take I kind of took from it.
You go
through some super intense training in the show to even be a part of the envoy like clutch. So what did you do to mentally prepare for that those particular scenes where you are going through like the different training portions?
I have a bit of a background in stunt work as well, so I am constantly training and things like that, so that part was pretty cool for me. But there was definitely a conversation at the beginning before we started shooting where the producers were like, you guys need to be fit, and we were like, okay. So yeah, I had my brother like training me. I was weightlifting. I was working out a lot leading up to this show.
That's awesome.
I do have a question. Okay, so in the show, the leader of your group, do you guys just, and I don't know, because I actually have two questions on this. Do you guys know that she is the inventor of the, you know, the being able to the sleeves?
Are you talking about in like within the universe? Are we aware of that?
Right. Well, no. I mean, because you have your whole squad there, and to find out that she is the person, she's the reason that everyone's able to jump from sleeve to sleeve. Do your characters know that, or did you guys just get behind her because she wanted to, do this revolution, or did you guys know that she was the inventor of that?
For me, I don't think that Virginia knew that. that it was, I think that was like a pretty big secret that that Kel kept from people. I don't think she was trying to mislead anyone. I think it was just one of those, you know, when there's something that you've done that you're like super ashamed of, and you just, that's not the first thing you want to share about yourself in circle time.
All the time. You have no idea.
Right? Like, that's how I live my life. So.
Right, there's this thing that happened with this lotion one time. Never mind. We're not going.
I literally just met Lion tonight, and I can tell you, I think that's his mantra. I've seen some stuff.
So, Katie, do you actually think this is a feasible technology that we on Earth could see in the future? This sleeve technology.
For sure, I think we're getting closer every day. And I mean, if the history of science fiction is any indication, then it's not even so much a matter of if it happens, but when.
Ooh, you said you hope not, Rick?
I personally would not want to see that happen, just because I think there's a
think
natural
of, think of immortality, though.
Not a fan.
what would probably happen, though, is it'd be immortality for a select few people.
So that can afford the process.
That can afford the process.
And that's what she talks about on the show, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fascinating.
Katie, so here's my second question. So do you guys have to go through, like, because you know eventually you're going to be asked to be on some panel or some at some Comic-Con or something. Do they, like, Comic-Con prep you? Like do they make sure that you know ins and out about the show? Or is it like, look, just do a good job at your character and good luck?
Like for conventions? Specifically, you mean?
Yeah, stuff like that, where you're going to be questioned, period.
In some of the Q&A panels.
Yeah, so they tend to have, like the Netflix PR people will typically, like, reach out to you, and they'll be like, you know, these are things we don't want you to talk about yet, these are things that are going to be spoilers coming up, or, like, you know, this is as far as you can go on this subject. But they mostly leave, like, what you say and how you answer things up to you. They just basically draw a line where it's like, don't spoil the show for anyone, right?
Wow. I can see that.
Very cool. So I with this crazy sleeve technology, I asked actually Hiro Kanagawa when he was on the show a while back if you could pick someone to either temporarily or permanently sleeve yourself into, who would you choose and why?
Whew, that's a good one. I don't know. I feel like maybe, like, LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's an unexpected answer.
Yeah.
I'm like 5'3", you know? So, like, that would be a really different worldview to have up there.
Especially when you go to the bathroom.
So, Katie.
That's why they call him the king.
Noticing your IMDb and all the different shows you've been on, there is a very much a geek theme to the things you've been on. Are you yourself a geek?
Or a geek
at heart?
I'm super nerdy.
So what's your fandom?
I kind of, like, cross-pollinate for sure. Like, I live well in the Star Wars universe.
Yes.
Also Harry Potter.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, you're getting these guys so excited in here. It looks like that you're talking porn in here.
I don't think that's the case.
Come on, Lion.
I'm one of those individuals that, you know, if I go out on a date with a young lady and I'll be like, hey, so what did you think of the last Star Wars movie? And they're like, and they give me that look like, what? Ew. Or whatever. And I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly.
And he dines and dash.
And I hate to say it, but I've done that once. When I went out on a blind date. A friend of mine's like, hey, I got this girl. You should go out with her. And we went down in Myrtle Beach. And we met at, like, the Cheesecake Factory. We're sitting there. We're doing orders. And she's like, so what are you doing? I was like, well, I work in the comic book industry.
Uh-huh.
And I do a bunch of nerdy type stuff. And she's like, really?
Well, there really isn't that stigma anymore, though.
Well, there was like 6 years ago when I had this.
Yeah, 6 years ago, that's still pretty recent.
Yeah,
that's
but she was
still...
like, that sounds like something like 12-year-olds and say that. And I was like, oh that's man, like... I gotta go wash my hands. I hate to eat dinner before I.
That's actually really surprising, considering
yeah,
that's actually after like the advent of like Marvel movies and
well,
everything.
I think a big thing too is when you're like that was the last time I dated someone on my own age. Yeah, so.
Katie, I've got a question for you. It's a kind of a random thing about like when you played Kitty Pride in X2. I guess what was that like? Gosh, like 15 years ago?
2003?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. Did they? I was actually really curious. Did they give you any indication that you would come back as Kitty Pride? Like, did you do that thinking that you were going to become this major character?
Instead, it went to Ellen, right?
Yeah, they there was some indication. There were a few talks that I had with producers while we were filming the second one that sort of foreshadowed my continuation. And they did have me signed for like a 3-movie option. And then, yeah, I don't know for sure. Like, so it's just kind of speculation and through the grapevine. But my understanding was that the director wanted to give it to Ellen Page. Mm-hmm. And frankly, she's like an at least equally, if not more, awesome Canadian actors. So I was like not, I mean, a little heartbroken, but like if it had to go to someone else, at least it was Ellen Page.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, Katie, but they're actually producing a new Kitty Pride movie as part of Fox Studios, and maybe you should reach out.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ellen Page, is going to reprise a role. I think there's going to be a completely new take on Kitty Pride. So just an FYI. But
we're team Katie here. Just for the
yes.
Well, thanks guys. I'm glad I've got your vote.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this was a little fun movie you did. The Edge of 17. You played Jeannie. How did you like working on that film?
Oh man, that was great. That was such a fun movie. I mean, I had a really, really small part on it. I was only on set for like 2 days, but it was a great set to be on, and I had a lot of fun. It was Kelly Freeman Craig's like directorial debut.
Yes.
And she just knocked it out of the park.
If you could remind me of your character again, of Jeannie.
Yeah. So. I'm not actually a named character. I'm like the girl at the party who, I mean, I guess I did have a name, I'm like the girl at the party who just is sitting on the bench, like kind of out of it. And then she comes out and I'm like talking to her about how her and her brother remind me of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yes, yes. That's right. Now I know.
Like just devastating.
So Katie,
not the twins you wanted, right?
So now
that movie was so well written.
If you had to choose between like 3 pivotal things that happened in your life to get you to where you are now, okay, as far as it says, because I mean, if no one's told you, like we here at Below the Belt are so proud of you because you have a excellent resume and career, and we're really excited and proud of you.
Since the '90s as a child actress.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But if you had 3 pivotal things, decisions that you think that you made that got you to where you were, what would you say the most 3 pivotal things that you went with, decided to do, or even were by accident, however, the most 3 pivotal things to get you where you are now, what would you say they were?
Totally. That, like, hands down, my parents. My mom was, like, a big sort of theater nerd, and her mom before her, my grandmother, was, like, really into children's theater and directing and writing plays and stuff. So I kind of came by that part pretty honestly. Like, my mom was always into taking us to see theater and movies and stuff. And then on my dad's side of things, he was, like, crazy outdoor adventure sports guy. So like I was skiing and mountain biking and rock climbing by the time I could walk practically. So
nice.
Those were like 2 big influences for sure. I would say, yeah, my family, I guess family is like number 1.
Okay. You guys for 3, right?
number two has got to be like just timing, just like the freak timing of the universe. Because they're like,
that's really true though in our industry.
And hard work, and like it takes all those things. But you can be like the hardest working guy out there. You can be doing everything right, and like things just don't always click for you, you know. It's like such a timing issue. You have to just wait for things to all the stars align and then get right. Your moment. So timing was a big part of it. And then yeah, I guess like number three is hard work and persistence.
Nice.
Persistence is so key, because like I said with number two, you can be working your butt off and just not seeing results, and it's so easy to get discouraged. So
oh,
you
yeah,
just have
absolutely.
To like you just have to want it bad.
Yeah, and I could see that. I mean, obviously, you started as a child actress in the 90s. How did you, like, I guess, stay grounded and continue, you know, was it encouragement from family? Because as a child actress, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
A lot of child actresses, or child actors and actresses, for that matter, get into the business and then maybe fall out of it. What made you stay?
Oh, my mom. Yeah, she was like, my mom was never, like, a stage mom. She was there to parent me, and like, man, I could be quieted with a look across the room. Like, she was not there to see any funny business. She was very like, you are here to do a job, and this is these people's careers, and if you're like monkeying around and causing trouble, you're costing everyone time and money. And it's like, oh, okay. So my mom kept me very like grounded and real, and she also like really insisted on me having like a super normal life outside of it. It was basically just another like hobby or after school activity for me, except sometimes it was during school. But I was always in public school, and I, you know, kept doing my sports, like after school sports, baseball and soccer and stuff. Like it didn't really bleed in. They were almost two separate things.
And you actually went on to finish college and all that as well, right? After being in
I
the,
did, yeah.
Yeah, which I think was pretty cool.
So public school is where you learn to fight?
yeah. That's where I learned how to be an envoy, because I went to public school.
That is so cool.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. Have you heard any rumblings of a season two for Altered Carbon yet?
Well, there's been rumblings, like, you know, everybody's guessing at it, but there hasn't been any official news yet, so
okay.
I think we're all just sort of hoping that there is.
We actually worked together once a long time ago.
You work with Katie?
Yeah.
No way.
Katie.
We did.
Yeah. This is Lion backwards.
Okay, go ahead.
We worked together. I had my Dean Winchester sleeve on.
Your what?
My Dean Winchester sleeve
Dean
on.
Dean Winchester.
From Supernatural
sleeve on. No, I'm messing with you.
Oh.
Yes, we need
you
to
gotta, Tandy, you got to be prepared for the
it.
Nerd
I
corny jokes.
Joke.
Yeah, I guess we need to add a rim shot there.
Ba-dum, boom.
Ba-dum, yeah.
Don't worry, Katie. You never work with me. Child support won't allow me to get a passport.
Oh, man.
That's how I felt.
So Katie, is there any conventions that you're going to be attending that you can announce or anything that fans might be able to see you at?
Yeah.
I don't have any conventions lined up at the moment. I've just been working, doing lots of stunt stuff lately. And I do have a web series that's currently entering the WebFest circuit.
Sweet.
So we're kind of hoping that might get picked up.
Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah,
for sure. It's not a secret. It's called Inconceivable. Inconceivable. And the whole thing is available on YouTube at the This Is a Spoon channel.
Okay.
Oh,
and
cool.
And does everybody know what it means? Or do they just think they know what it means?
Another rim shot is needed right there.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Princess Bride, right?
It doesn't, but we did make a lot of Princess Bride jokes during
yes.
the shooting.
So what is the web series about? Can you describe it?
Yeah, the web series is about a young, out, lesbian millennial named Rita, and she finally moves out of her parents' place. She moves to, like, downtown, like, right in the east side of Vancouver, where it's, like, hip and happening. And then she has this summer fling with this guy that she meets. And, you know, they fool around for a little while, and then she's like, okay, well, you know, I'm gay, so I guess we're done here.
Waste
like,
of time,
yeah,
right?
That makes sense. That makes sense. Let's just go our separate ways. And then she finds out she's pregnant.
Ooh, it's inconceivable.
Yeah. That now the title makes perfect sense. My gosh. Awesome.
Right? That's a good one.
So is it more of like a comedy or more of like, you know, like this like coming of age thing about like finding your identity?
It's definitely a dramedy. There's a lot of great, nice, hilarious notes in this,
thing.
But it also is like, it's kind of a serious flick, and it's actually based on the true life events of the show's creator and director, Joel McCarthy.
Wow.
So let me ask you a question. All right, now, as an actor, unfortunately, I've worked on tons of things, and you always feel like a broken record because you're like, oh, the cast was great, everybody was great, this is a wonderful show. This and have you ever been in a situation where you've done that and you really did not like the show or it was like embarrassed to even be on it?
No, I have very fortunately never been in a position where I had to just like straight up lie through my teeth about having a good time on the set. I've had a really remarkably lucky run on shows. I've had so few bad experiences, and Altered Carbon was definitely no exception. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you're lucky.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So much. Well, Katie, wow, it's been wonderful having you on Below the Belt show. Thanks for talking to us here. We're so stoked. We love Altered Carbon. We can't wait for season two. A lot of us probably already binge-watched it, listeners,
yep.
And of course in studio. But before we let you go, Katie, if you could, let us know who you are from Altered Carbon, and let us know you're on Below the Belt show, and then throw out whatever you want at the end, a catchphrase or plug or whatever.
All right. Hey guys, this is Katie Stewart. I play Virginia Vidara on Netflix Altered Carbon, and you've been listening to Below the Belt. Watch out for lines.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thanks so much. Katie, you're awesome. Thanks so much. You can check her out. Netflix Altered Carbon. All episodes are up now. Thank you so much for talking to us, Katie.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. The lovely and talented Katie Stewart.
Worked out quite well.
Altered Carbon.
Watch out for lions.
Watch out for lions.